So now that we've talked about being grounded in the present moment and how that applies to playing music, we're going to talk about the other side of it, which is the tendency for human beings to want to expand. Okay? The whole universe, as I said before, is expanding. Let me start with this phrase and see what you think of it. All of creation is the result of intention and desire. All right, think about that for a minute. We tend to see objects as objects. Okay, maybe you're listening to this in your car, so just think about your car. Your car was at one time just a set of blueprints. The model of your car did not exist. Maybe the company that made your car existed, but certainly not that model. And someone had to think it up. Someone whose job it was 2 years prior to come up with the older model. Now it's that person's job to think about your model and how is it going to look and what features is it going to have that the current model doesn't have, and how are we going to implement that, and how is the wiring going to be affected, and how is it going to look, what kind of shape are we going to give it, what kind of, all every single detail of your car. Now we just think of it as a car, and not only that, but all the features that have developed in your car have developed via all the other models of other cars that we all know about and that car manufacturers take from each other. Every little thing at one time never existed. Right now we take for granted a rear view mirror or side mirrors, but at one time cars did not have that. Cars did not have stereos, cars did not have CD players, car, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm trying to say is everything in you see is the product of thought. Thoughts become things. This is from Mike Dooley, for those of you who are interested, is Dooley, and his great book was called Leveraging the Universe. And it's all about intention and desire. I mean, we're creative beings. We weren't put on this earth to just be slaves. We're free to imagine how our life is going to be. Except that we often forget, which is part of the reason why I'm reminding you. And we all need to remember that life isn't just about surviving. We're way beyond that as a species. We're way beyond the days of cavemen or cavewomen where we were worried, like I said, we live in a country where we have more than enough food, clothing, and shelter. So now there's a certain responsibility that we have to take. Because, of course, with freedom comes responsibility. But it's a great responsibility. It's getting to engineer your life the way you want it to go. It's called visioneering, setting the intention of where you want your life to go and how does music fit in with that. This is why we spend a lot of time when you first come for a lesson, maybe not so much for total beginners, because you got to start with the basics. There's not that much wiggle room in terms of where do I want to go, and how do I, I can't show you how to play like Yngwie Malmsteen until you learn how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb, of course, right? But the further along you are, the more in depth we get into where you want to go. And if, for those of you who haven't done the Tom Hess, evaluation, I strongly recommend you remind me to give you one, and because most of you have them. But if you're one of the people who does not have a Tom Hess evaluation form and CD that goes with it, Tom Hess is my teaching mentor. Yes, even I have a teacher. See, now so now I'm telling you, not only do I have a teacher of music, I have a teacher of teaching, and actually I think it's been wonderful. I belong to the EGTIC, the Elite Guitar Teachers Inner Circle, which is this international group of teachers who are striving to improve their teaching skills and sharing ideas and critiquing each other and sharing ideas about how to expand and improve your teaching, And I've learned a ridiculous amount and I continue to do so. So Tom Hess is my individual mentor, and if you don't have that CD, please let me know. I'll give you one. But it gives you a chance to focus on, well, what exactly do you want to do with your musical life, and how does it fit in with your whole life? I first of all would like to invite you, not first of all, I mean, 20th of all, okay? I would like to invite you to reflect on just exactly what your music gives you right now. It gives you any number of things. I want you to add to the list. It gives you the ability to relax, to come home after a hard day's work or hard days of school and, you know, strum a few chords or play a few licks or do a solo or whatever you like to do. And certainly there was a time where I worked a day job, you know, more than 40 hours a week, and playing music was, I was living in Brooklyn, and we had access to the roof. You know, when you live in New York City, the rooftops are a really great place to be because it's cooler up there in the summertime, and you can see the whole panorama of the city, and, you know, you go up there and watch the fireworks, and like I said, I can digress like nobody's business, but I remember going up there to the roof and jamming out. When I was first learning to play jazz, I was probably in my mid to late 20s, and it was just unbelievably relaxing to come home after a hard day's work and jam out on some songs. And so, you know, there's that. There's the benefit to you. There's the and not only that, the benefit of being proud of an accomplishment. Like, I learned this song, and now I can play it, and I can play it for the rest of my life. I did that, and I made an accomplishment. I feel good about that. Also, think about the ways that it affects your family and friends. You know, they hear music, live music in the house. You know, very few households in certain neighborhoods or even in certain areas of the world, I don't know, are blessed with live instruments. There was a time where, like, having a piano in the house was very fashionable. And before television, people would sit around on Saturday nights and sit around the piano and sing songs, you know. But nowadays, everything's through the internet and everything else, as you well know, and it's changed the way we live. But having live music in the house, it affects other people in your household, you know, for the better. Even if you're only just learning, the sound of a nice G chord being strummed, or sound of a little, you know, Skip to My Lou melody, or whatever you're working on, from A to, you know, there is no beyond Z, I guess, so I shouldn't have said it like that. But A to X or Y, wherever your level is in musicianship, it benefits those around you. You know, just being able to play and sing Happy Birthday, for example, for someone in your family. You know, anyone can sing Happy Birthday, but can you play it? Can you play the chords to it and sing along? You know, that's something very special that a lot of people are not able to give. So don't overlook that stuff. It benefits everyone around you. You're playing music, and then when you get more advanced, of course, it'll bless your bandmates. It'll bless your audiences. Every bit of work you put in, you know, it enhances their lives. You know, and so this is no small thing. It never goes away. The circle just gets wider. Your enjoyment increases, and the positive influence you have in the world increases. I actually should have put all this in the other section, which is enjoying the present moment. Enjoying, you know, every note I play is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. I should have put that in the other section, but you know me, I digress. And you're a captive audience anyway, listening to this as a commuter. But I hope you're enjoying this. But what I was getting at was, in our reflection of where we want to go as musicians, we have a lot of latitude. You know, as you advance on your instrument, the direction you want to go you're given more and more control over that. And it's a wonderful thing. In fact, you don't even necessarily always have to plan out every little thing about where you want to go. Certainly in your lessons, I want to hear that so we can get you from A to B, or from 1, 2, and 3 to 7, 8, 9 as fast as we can. That's the whole purpose of taking lessons. The whole purpose of taking lessons is to get results. You know, there's no other purpose. It's not to look cool or spend money or whatever. It's to get results, right? And so the best way to do that is to figure out where you want to go and communicate that to me. And then we make a roadmap and we get you there as fast as possible. But I'm digressing as always. What I'm really saying is, the further you go along, the more latitude you have, the more control you have of where you want to go. But it doesn't always have to be so mentally, so mental. A lot of it can be organic. Like, you're just going to automatically hear certain guitarists or hear certain musicians whose music you love, and you're going to just want to all of a sudden play like that. And that'll give you a direction. So it doesn't have to be all cut and dry, you know, like that. But I bring it up because, you know, the engineering side of us, the side of us that can long range, that has the ability to long range plan and to carry out those plans, is sometimes more neglected than not. I mean, when you go to school, when you're raised in the American school system, you learn how to do math, you learn how to read, you learn how to do all these different subjects, and you're given no control over what to learn or how much to learn it. You know, and so we just kind of get used to that. And then you go to your job and you're told what to do and what not to do, and you just get used to that. And in fact, the more you live up to what is expected in terms of what to do and what not to do, the more you'll get promoted and the more money you'll make and the further along you'll get. So the whole model of success in certain areas of society is based on your not thinking. But fortunately, the music you play is based on the product of thought. You are thinking ahead, and you should be thinking, where do I want to go? Who do I love as a guitarist, and who would I want to play like? And by the way, as a teacher, when a student comes in and says, I really love X, Y, and Z song, or X, Y, and Z guitar solo, or X, Y, and Z artist, it actually makes it way easier, because all I have to do is show you how that style of playing works, or how does that person play, how they play, you know, what techniques are they using. It gives me the roadmap is totally well laid out, you know. I don't know if that makes any sense. So I invite you to long range plan. You know, where do you envision yourself? And so this is going back to what I was saying about, there's two aspects to playing music. One is being in the present moment, and one is expanding as a musician. So how can both exist at the same time? Okay, this is what visioneering is about. Visioneering is not just mentally planning, where do I want to go, how am I going to get there? But it's putting it in the present, like visualizing, like really taking time to imagine what it's going to be like when you're a great guitarist, or whatever your goals are. Let's say your goal is to join a band and play clubs and have a blast with your friends. Okay, I'm just using that because it's a concrete, easy, it's an easy concrete goal that like we can measure and everything. So your goal is to play in a band, but you're a relative beginner. Okay, let's just use that example. So how can you be in the present moment knowing that you're nowhere near ready to play in a band? You can barely play, you know, Clementine, and you can't even play it as fast as it goes in real life. You have to play it super slow. How do you balance the being in the present with being happy with where you're at, with being oriented towards expanding? That's what we're going to talk about in the next section.